It's expected the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian will announce a four-week extension of Greater Sydney's lockdown this morning in light of the state's COVID-19 crisis. And touch all the wood, although the virus hasn't made its way to the Hunter yet and restrictions aren't having a heavy impact on the local community, we know that our connection between the coast and Sydney is really strong. So what sort of impact are we seeing and how will another 4 weeks of lockdown start to have that flow-on effect? Bob Hawes is here. He's the CEO of Business Hunter. Good morning.
Good morning, Kai. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. The last sort of 3-4 weeks that there's been this lockdown, what are you hearing from the business community, Bob?
Well, there's definitely a sentiment of pessimism, I guess, particularly in those sectors that are most exposed to the areas where we would get business from visitors from Sydney and the flow-on impacts that come a consequence of that. And they're, you know, in the hospitality, the tourism, events, entertainment sectors. And we're also now seeing that that's flowing on to our local folk, that a lot of people have decided to sort of pull their heads in, excuse the French, and rather than battle with masks and QR codes, to lay low for a while. And then that adds to the pain that the businesses that are in those sectors and areas that they're going through.
We've always known that we're geographically close to the Central Coast and Sydney, but has this highlighted just how connected we are in that business world as well?
Absolutely. You know, that regions connected term that you used, I think, is spot on. You know, we've got a lot of people that live on the Central Coast that work up here, and I imagine that they're being very careful of what they're doing, that they're going to work where they have to and then going home again. And vice versa. We probably, you know, I know in my part that on an average I'm probably in Sydney once a week. I'm not going anywhere near the place at the moment. So it goes both ways. And as a consequence, that whole level of activity just sort of drops down, and people tend to be much more quieter than they would be otherwise.
With it looking like it's going to extend for another 4 weeks, what are you watching through this time? Where are your concerns?
Yes, that's the bad news. Hopefully the good news is that I have heard whispers that the federal government's going to also announce a renewal of some additional benefits and packages that can assist businesses and members of the community that have been impacted. The New South Wales package that the JobSaver package will open from Monday. So we did open on Monday yesterday. So that these things, you know, they're not the panacea, they're not a silver bullet, but they do help certain sectors and certain businesses in our economy. And it's so important that the region keeps flowing, that flow of money keeps happening. And you know, we feel very, very much for the casuals and the part timers that have been put off in these circumstances, because of the prospect of getting work at the moment is pretty grim.
We were also seeing, you know, a lot of businesses start to move to the Hunter region as well, to start calling this area home. That was changing the makeup of our business community, our manufacturing community. Has that slowed, Bob?
Well, I don't know that the certain level of inquiry that we have had over the last 2 years has been very, very different to what we had, you know, in the previous 10 or 15, in my experience. It's been quite interesting to see that happen. And it really is an event that we've got to take as much advantage of as we possibly can. Whether the COVID, you know, thing starts to have an impact, because what we're seeing now is many, many businesses struggling to get a workforce. They've got the job ads out there are the highest they've ever been, but the responses that some businesses are getting is absolutely woeful. So that might end up being a handbrake where we were hoping we'd have an advantage in the medium to long term, but until that whole part of the sector or part of the economy adjusts,
yeah,
we might see some of those businesses starting to be more considered and careful in their desire to move up here.
So I'm asking for your experience. Melissa's called in. Tell me your experience the last little while.
Oh, I've got a guest house and a catering business that I've had for quite a while in the Broke area. Mm. And, yeah, at the moment there's no cooking and no one staying in the guest house. So it's impacting on a lot of people. I'm fortunate my husband does work,
yep,
so we don't rely fully on that income, but there's a lot of people in the area that aren't in that position. People that have come up to the area and bought guest houses as their only income. I mean, fortunately enough for me, a lot of people are postponing, so they're rebooking into next year. So I think what's going to happen with us when it does end going to be like last year, and we're all going to be slammed and run off our feet with bookings and people wanting to get out of Sydney.
Yeah, so it'll open up again. But also, that makes it hard money-wise sometimes because the money's already there, it's not new bookings. Like, there is that whole flow-on effect financially as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, it's like I said, it's not good. I'm fortunate, you know, we do have some sort of income for people that don't. And for restaurants, I mean, up in the valley at the moment, we're all trying to get out while we're quiet and support each other's business. And there are local specials and deals and trying to get people, you know, maybe Newcastle Central Coast people to come and stay in our empty guest houses, which would be great.
Yeah, not Central Coast, but Hunter people and regional New South Wales people. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, regional and definitely Newcastle people, but it is very, very, very quiet.
When I do think even that, like, people are just being, especially with what we saw in Orange, people are just being super cautious again, which is not a bad thing, but it does make it hard.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, very different times.
Melissa, appreciate you telling your story. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, Kaya.
My number 1-300-33-1233. Bob, similar to what you're hearing across the Hunter?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, in Melissa's case, you know, the business lost isn't necessarily the business that's got back later on. It's just lost and gone. So yeah, if they are able to recover bookings in coming months, you know, that's just the ability to be able to do some business. But, you know, they can't charge double or dramatically change or double the size of their offer because they're limited in what their facilities have. So it is difficult for some of these businesses to hang on, and that's the fear we have, that particularly in the lockdown area, but to a lesser extent up here, where they, you know, run down their savings on their balance sheet and so on, and they get to a limit and they're no longer able to operate, and we end up seeing businesses close, and that is really depressing.
You mentioned the support that's there. Is that for us? Do we fit into a bit of a grey area given we're not in full lockdown but we're pretty close? How are you watching that?
Well, certainly the broader programs that apply to the entire state, there are still specific federal measures that are in place just for areas in hotspots, but the broader ones in relation to people that lose work or the JobSaver programs are statewide, and I have every confidence that what we'll hear from the federal government this morning will be a broader program. I'm also hoping that the state government do something with the construction industry in those lockdown areas, mm-hmm. even if that is just a little bit, because, as I said, that has flow-on impacts up here. You know, we're seeing that fear of workers coming up here looking for work because there is work, and we don't want to risk the area of this of keeping our slate clean, as it were, if we can possibly do it. So if they do reenact and re-spark the construction industry to some extent in Sydney, hopefully that will have some relief for those workers as well.
Yeah, it's just more adaptation for our businesses in the Hunter that are getting pretty tired of the word pivot. Bob?
Yes. and look, some of them have done it well. And I think, you know, the thing that we do have to remember here in the Hunter, because I hate being negative all the time, but we have many, many businesses up here that are still going extremely well, and I'm always trying to encourage them to make sure they're encouraging their workers and the ones that are still going okay, and, you know, it really at the moment they haven't been impacted, to get out there and support the businesses that have. You know, even if you know a business owner that might be doing it tough, just to ring them up and say hi and see how they are going. Even if you haven't got it, you probably need to give them custom or patronage. But we do have to look out for each other in this region, and it's something we've done very, very well over the decades, and hopefully we'll keep continuing to do well.
Bob, we wait to see what today's announcement brings, but nice to talk through this with you this morning. Thank you.
No, thank you, Kaya.
Bob Hawes there, CEO of Business Hunter.